This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Minnesota Lynx got a big night from guards Kayla McBride and Olivia Miles last night. They beat Phoenix 104-100 at the Target Center. McBride netted 37, while Miles poured in a career-high 33. Head coach Joe Reeves says that's a pretty good two-guard combo.
Kayla gets better shots when Liv is able to get to certain spots, when she's really attentive to, you know, find open shooters. I thought she evolved in this game where, you know, we played these guys two times before and Liv had her way with them in the paint and hitting rollers. And, you know, we knew that the, you know, their defense changed a little bit and they were less interested in getting beat in that fashion. And so we had to make the next reads. And I thought Liv shifted her mindset to find people on the perimeter. And obviously, K-Mac was a recipient of a lot of those. So I think our movement was good. And I think Liv's overall awareness of where Mac was really good.
Minnesota outscored Phoenix 35-25 in the fourth to come from behind to win. It's the third straight victory for the Lynx. They own the WNBA's best record at 18-6 and will host Los Angeles for a noon game tomorrow at the Target Center. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game set for tonight in Philadelphia. Both Byron Buxton and Joe Ryan will represent the Twins, although Buxton's on the injured list and Ryan may not pitch since he tossed six innings on Saturday. Minnesota manager Derek Shelton's a bench coach for the American League. He joins the manager from Toronto, John Schneider.
Fortunate, I spent a year in Toronto in 2017. DeMarlo Hill was on the staff then. Pete Walker was on the staff then. Know him well. You know, David Popkins, who was here before with the Twins, is there. Got to know him a little bit last year when I was doing some media stuff during the playoffs. But really excited because it's a good group of guys. It's a good staff. And anytime you get the opportunity to share, you know, thoughts, ideas, brainstorm, it just makes you better.
The Midsummer Classic, first pitch tonight, 7 o'clock. This is MNN Sports.